Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
When a man is awakened by the operation of the Spirit of God through the depravity of his own heart and made to see the great gulf that is between himself in his natural state and the high and holy place which God occupies, he is immediately brought into a place of knowing that unless God shows mercy to him, he will perish. He is ultimately taught by that same Spirit that there must be a work performed in him which he is unable to accomplish or even cooperate in. Thus the stage is set and the heart is prepared to hear and believe the gospel, which is sent by the Spirit of God according to the direct purpose of him who sends the preached word by those vessels he has equipped. Those who are now given the gift of faith to believe embark on an odyssey which takes them from the land of the dead to the realm of eternal life. Therefore, he sends the Spirit of a Son into their hearts, crying, Abba, Father. This one characteristic can never be removed from the true sons of God. Regardless of what may befall them, they will always cry out to him who is their Father with filial affection, recognition, and fear. He has made the basis of their salvation to be the imputed righteousness of Christ rather than any act of faith they may demonstrate. The faith which justifies the elect of God is Jesus Christ and him crucified. Their standing with the Lord is not dependent upon them in any way, but is founded solely on what he has done in their behalf. Though our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart. He gives them a love for the brethren. There is a common bond between all of those who bow before the throne of the one who has died to purchase their redemption. It is this very bond which the Lord uses to strengthen and supply the members of his body. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Have you been born again by the Spirit of God, becoming a new creature in Christ? My soul.